today's top stories, today's big action, the activity in your mind, and the things that you want to talk about. We're here to brief you on that. The we is Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, and the cast of thousands of, not probably thousands, maybe hundreds of programs that have been monitored, news talk radio and television from the weekend. The folks that do those Sunday morning programs on television that are aimed at getting to the heart of the news. The interviews with the newsmakers, you'll have bits and pieces of those for you to listen to prior to the listening to others. We have our own way of understanding what's going on, the things you need to know from our perspective. The remember MoveOn.org? Remember them? Remember those people?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Move on. Let's move on. Congressman Randy Neugebauer, who's a Texas Republican, famously berated a U.S. park ranger at the World War II Memorial, sent a letter of apology. Why? Why would he? What do you remember about that, the park ranger and the World War II Memorial that was shut down that ought not to have been shut down? So why are there people who are apologizing to the Park Service for that? The Park Service, well, they're doing supposedly what they were told to do. So maybe we need to go further up the ladder. I didn't remember that he was, but he didn't punch the guy in the nose, right?
No, he just got in his face and yelled at him and told him he's a disgrace to America and all this other stuff. And he
what happened was a disgrace to America. Maybe not this particular fellow.
Right, but it wasn't this guy's fault.
No, it maybe have been Neugeberger's fault. And those who are like him,
the other way around,
who couldn't figure out what to do, couldn't put their egos aside enough to make a deal. So
yeah, exactly.
There are a lot of factions in the Republican Party that are trying to mend fences. Remember that song we dusted off last week, United We Stand? They want to unite the party. Is there likely to be... See, that's one of the reasons I'm not a Republican anymore, because there is no faction. There are things that are valuable that the Tea Party stands for, things that are not valuable they stand for, in my mind. And there are other parts of some of the older members. I'm what one referred to once as a Rockefeller Republican. The social issues, that, for example, the fact that New Jersey has its first gay marriages today, there's a lot of hooting and hollering going on, and the Republicans have turned up their nose. Oh, that's disgusting. Why is it any of your business what these people do? That's probably something we ought to spend some time on as we have time. But anyway, more importantly, the aftermath of the shutdown, the aftermath of the introduction of the health care fiasco. I saw a number indicating like 469,000 people have signed up, 476, excuse me, have signed up, have filled out these health insurance applications. Imagine how many might have filled it out had they actually been able to make it work. Hoo-ah. So what is that? That cost the whole thing, the methodology and the technology to put together the applications, the information online, was supposed to cost $100 million, cost $670-some-odd million. So what does that figure out? 476 into 673 million by the thousands. How much did it cost? Let's do the math on that. Can't even figure out what the natural number is. Our number, speaking of natural numbers, is 888-302-3684. So touching all kinds of things, the top news stories of the day, the essence of what's on your mind, 302-3684 with a 888 in front of it. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or to Ken at DougSteffen.com, and then Facebook.com/Good Day Show. The Twitter account is at Good Day Show. So what do we have in terms of the aftermath, or is there still a conversation? Whether critical, understanding, important, how would you describe the things that people are saying at this point, Kenny?
Rich says, so sad after all this nonsense. Nothing was accomplished but making a mess and pissing people off. We learn from things, so maybe the people will refuse incumbents for a few elections.
That'd be nice. Yeah, clean things up. Nice. Figure it out. Yep. What else?
Adrian says, if the shutdown brings an end to the Tea Party and related arrogant stupidity, it was worth it. Get a plan and get back to business.
Mm-hmm. All right. What else?
And Kelly says, and America collectively asks, what was that about again?
Mm-hmm. All right. 888-302-3684. And then there's the story of Whitey Bulger, the crime boss from Boston. One of the witnesses who had hoped to testify in the trial somehow was poisoned this weekend.
Shocking.
Yeah, it is. Guy died of acute cyanide toxicity. His death has now been ruled a homicide. Yeah. But authorities say they're not sure whether the murder was tied to the Bulger case or not. Just little anecdotal things. How did the shutdown affect you? There is an essential overview of this that at some point during this hour I would like to get to, because it is amazing. And I think I said this on Friday during our review, but I didn't have time to really dig into it, how the feds have inveigled their way into pretty much everything that you do. Is it appropriate? I don't think so. Is it necessary? Hell no. But it's there because you have allowed it. All of these problems relate back to you. 888-302-3684. Figure it out in a moment. 14 after. This is Monday. Good day.
In the fall, mills close out their excess inventory, and now we've got the deals at Lumber Liquidators' second annual Fall Flooring Yard Sale. All floors are on sale, like clearance flooring from 19 cents a square foot, and laminate from 39 cents. Beautiful bamboo from 139. Prefinished hardwood from just 159. Plus, get special extended financing. If you liked our famous April sale, you'll love our Fall Flooring Yard Sale. Hurry, sale ends Monday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before these deals are gone.
Hey, new kid, ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So you're fast asleep, dreaming you can fly like a falcon, unaware that as you were driving home, a diagnostic signal flew through your Impala's engine, transmission, brakes, and a few other systems you didn't even know you had, sniffing around for possible trouble codes. Then it shot data out of your car through a bunch of cell towers and into your inbox. You wake with some vague recollection of looking at Earth from above. Check your email and see that your car is just fine, thank you. But your left rear tire pressure's a bit low, your oil life's at 19%, and you're due for a new filter. After a long yawn, it dawns on you that you live in an amazing time when cars can diagnose key systems and send reports while you're suspended in midair, dreaming that humans can fly. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No-Dose Energy Shots. The shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No-Dose brand. A trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No-Dose Energy Shots. A sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to Walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
Get it started.
I own a pop stand. Actually, two. Sure, there are days I say, let's blow this pop stand. Not today. I just discovered the new services center at Office Max. Their team is printing our new signs and banners at half off. Our stores look amazing, and business is popping.
Let's get it started.
This week, get 50% off on select signs, banners, and posters at the new Office Max Services Center. Valid in-store only. See store for details.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, Monday's overview in this hour of things that have happened over the weekend, the aftermath of the shutdown. Here's from Fox, Chris Wallace talking to political strategist Michael Needham. Michael Needham was one of the major players forcing the shutdown, even though most people have never heard of him.
After shutting down the government and almost hitting the debt limit, was it worth it?
The House has been very clear. They said, we want to fund the government, but we just don't want to fund Obamacare. And that makes perfect sense. You have a bill that is literally falling apart before our eyes. It's unfair. It's unaffordable. It's unworkable. And the House passed, I think, four different bills that would have funded the government with the stipulation that we need a timeout from Obamacare. So it was really the president and Harry Reid who shut the government down.
But you didn't defund Obamacare. You didn't delay Obamacare. And after the final deal, you acknowledge that you're not going to be able to do that until you win the Senate and you win the White House, and the words of President Obama this week, go out and win an election. So what was the point?
I think in terms of a one-year delay in defunding it, that's absolutely something that could have happened if the House and Senate were as united on the Republican side as they were on the Democrat side and said, look, this bill is not working.
I want to go back to Tuesday. House Speaker Boehner pushed a bill that would show that the GOP was united, that would get a minor concession on Obamacare, and you and Heritage Action came out and urged members to vote no and said, we are going to make this a key vote on our legislative scorecard. And I have to say, it looked like Michael Needham had more clout than the Speaker, because suddenly he didn't have the votes and he had to pull his own bill.
Well, I think that's ridiculous. House of Representatives deserves a lot of credit for having listened and fought on Obamacare, and that's something that's admirable, listening to the American people.
But I guess my question is, why is it that in the end the House members sided with Michael Needham and not John Boehner?
They didn't. They sided with the American people. What we put out is
what the American people wanted rather than John Boehner's view.
Well, they sided with millions of constituents. Our scorecard is the most transparent scorecard out there. People can go to heritageaction.com and we say, here are the votes that we think are important. Here's why we think they're important. And here's how your member of Congress voted.
But you do more than just put out a website. In fact, you'll go door to door during a primary campaign and push your scorecard, correct?
We're going door to door every single day of the year and make sure that people know about the information that's out there.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but the point is that if somebody had voted for the Boehner bill over your objections and you had said it was a no, you're going to go door to door in his district and say, hey, Congressman so and so voted.
We're going to go door to door and explain people's voting record and explain tough questions.
There are a lot of issues out there, entitlements, taxes, spending. Why do you see Obamacare as such a fundamental issue?
Yeah, I think that at the point where the federal government has the right to intrude into the relationship between a patient and its doctor, there is no longer any part of our lives that the federal government doesn't have the right to be in. Healthcare decisions should not be made by bureaucrats in Washington, and I think people all around the country recognize that, and that's why there's so much fear and anger about this law.
The Wall Street Journal says that the Republican Party now has the lowest approval rating since they started doing polling in 1989. Does that bother you?
Well, it bothers me that there's a lot of people who are upset with the Republican Party, let they be conservatives, Republicans, independents, or Democrats. And I think the answer to that is to have a party that stands up strongly for those Reagan-esque principles that made it great. This should be the party of limited government. This should be the party of fighting against Obamacare.
Yeah. Okay. It should be the party of all of those things, and it ought to be the party of keeping out of your private business. How did the shutdown affect you? Did you see, did you sense, did you hear, did you feel? The details of some of the things that went on or didn't go on coming up here as we take apart the weekend's events and try to put them together for you on Monday morning on Good Day.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPACH 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
That play music, a retro weekend, even though the weekend is over. Michael Jackson was number one during this week in 1987 with Bad, and that could be the single word to describe what's happened over the last couple of weeks. What word would you use to describe what has happened governmentally over the last couple of weeks? 888-302-3684. I guess maybe if we were not to put a positive spin on it, I would ask, which politician do you dislike most? You think it's President Obama? He wants to destroy America. Former President Bush, the one who sent the country into the abyss. Is it Ted Cruz? Is it Nancy Pelosi? Is it John Boehner? Which one of them do you think is the devil incarnate? You are disgusted by the failures in Washington. You have increasingly resorted to an overview of what it is that you listen to all this stuff. You think to yourself, how do these people, you know, if they were in the private sector, how would they survive? That's a pretty good question. Here's a radio host.
They're not.
Yeah, right. Esme Murphy talking to political analyst Dave Schultz about the shutdown deal that really isn't a deal at all.
It's really not a deal. It's just an agreement to postpone everything, isn't it?
It is. I mean, the way I describe it, it's a really horrible metaphor, but I'll do it. It is putting a dirty Band-Aid on an infected cut.
Ooh!
I know. It's a really gross analogy. I mean, I was using kick the can down the line, which I think is what it is, but it doesn't completely capture what was happening here because, yes, you know, we're going to kick it down the line for about four more months, so we're going to be back to where we were before unless Congress regains its sanity, which I'm not too optimistic on. But, you know, where we are, you know, last week because of kicking the can down the line from last January, or last December, rather. And so we keep pushing these issues down the line. But I say, you know, the dirty Band-Aid on the infected cut because the Band-Aid is the fact that it's really a temporary solution, and the infected cut is there. We still have these fundamental disagreements between Republicans and Democrats, and more importantly, between old guard Republicans, new guard Republicans, on a whole host of issues that we're just not solving or addressing. And so we're going to just see these problems resurface yet again and yet again, and I just don't see a way out of it in the near future.
It also seems clearly that conservatives, Tea Party members, felt that this was all worth it, that they came away with something.
They did feel like they came away with something. And what's more interesting about this is that, you know, we've seen a lot of editorials in the last few days, you know, since the shutout was ended, to say that, well, maybe now People have learned their lessons, and things will change in the future. Well, I don't think the Tea Party people walked away from this thinking that they were wrong. You know, shutting down the government wasn't something that they thought was disastrous. And if anything, I think what they're angry about more than anything else at this point is that John Boehner and the mainstream Republicans, or the more moderate Republicans, gave in. And so for them, they're walking away from this saying that, you know, we didn't do anything wrong. The Democrats and Obama are still wrong. John Boehner and the moderate Republicans were chicken, and they gave in. And so I suspect when we come back, you know, for this round two in January and February, round two on government shutdown, round two for the, which is in January, and this is the debt limit, it's in February, the Tea Party people are going to be even madder than they were before.
In the fall, mills close out their excess inventory, and now we've got the deals at Lumber Liquidators' second annual Fall Flooring Yard Sale. All floors are on sale. Like clearance flooring from 19 cents a square foot, and laminate from 39 cents. Beautiful bamboo from $1.39. Pre-finished hardwood from just $1.59. Plus, get special extended financing. If you liked our famous April sale, you'll love our Fall Flooring Yard Sale. Hurry, sale ends Monday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before these deals are gone.
It's autumn, and the weather is cool and crisp. Whether you're enjoying the brilliant colors of fall or watching football at home with your family, you'll want Citrus Magic, the perfect fresh air solution. Made in the USA, Citrus Magic Air Freshener is considered the most effective odor eliminator, naturally absorbing bad odors and replacing them with fresh scents. Available as a long-lasting solid air freshener or non-aerosol spray at Walmart, Target, Walgreens, Kroger, your local hardware store, or online. There's magic in the air. Citrus Magic.
So you're fast asleep, dreaming you can fly like a falcon, unaware that as you were driving home, a diagnostic signal flew through your Impala's engine, transmission, brakes, and a few other systems you didn't even know you had, sniffing around for possible trouble codes. Then it shot data out of your car through a bunch of cell towers and into your inbox. You wake with some vague recollection of looking at Earth from above. Check your email and see that your car is just fine, thank you. But your left rear tire pressure's a bit low, your oil life's at 19%, and you're due for a new filter. After a long yawn, it dawns on you that you live in an amazing time when cars can diagnose key systems and send reports while you're suspended in midair, dreaming that humans can fly. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp you VoiceAmericaUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Monday, the 21st of October, so we're two-thirds of the way through the month of October, and this is an hour in which we review some of the things that have happened. Well, we always are doing that in this hour. We're always doing it in general here on the Good Day program. What is it that you're talking about, and what is there in it for you in terms of focus? 888-302-3684. Are you focused on what happened over the last couple of weeks, the failures in Washington, not too positive, but something that most of us feel needs to be addressed. The fact that this has been personalized, so many people focused on the blame. There are lots of targets. Think about your congressman, your senator, politicians with a bullseye on their back, an imaginary bullseye. And you throwing figurative darts at either the bullseye or pictures, the faces of some of these politicians whose views you disagree with. And then think about throwing them. I know a lot of you fantasize about throwing these people out of political office. I know you do. But if you dig into it, the problem goes a lot deeper than just these few individuals, whether they are incompetent, whether they are despicable. Throw out the ones that you don't like, and there'll be new ones in there that you can blame, because the problems don't disappear without repairing the flaws in the system that brought the country to this self-destructive place. You are fed up, rightfully so. In the middle of these days of the shutdown, most of the polls that we talked about here showed that you blamed the mess on Republicans, but approval for the entire Congress, which has Democrats as well as Republicans, sank to 5%. Incredible, isn't it? 5%. The prevailing sentiment was revulsion. Yuck. Horrors. So what's the question? It's not about the politicians. The question is why you end up with representatives whose performance is so thoroughly reprehensible. Why is that? 888-302-3684. The answer to the question may solve the problem. And I'm into solving the problem, Kenny. The problem isn't just that the nation has divided and moved into partisan echo chambers where everybody listens only to the people with whom they agree. Each side listens to its own favorite commentators on television and radio. Each follows the like-minded thinkers on Twitter and Facebook. The most vitriolic speech is the one that's most highly regarded or rewarded. And with that in mind, let's listen to a piece from CBS's Face the Nation. As you know, on Mondays, a lot of the sound that you hear in this hour of Good Day comes from the Sunday morning news interview program. So here's Bob Schieffer talking to economist Mark Zandi about the impact the shutdown had on the economy and you.
How much was the economy hurt by this shutdown?
It was hurt. By my calculation, it cost us about $24 billion in GDP. That's the value of all the things that we produce. So just to put that into context, it shaves about a half a percentage point from growth in the fourth quarter. And I had expected the economy to pick up pace by the end of the year going into next, but now I think that's very unlikely. I think we're stuck in this very slow growth, lackluster kind of environment.
Well, I guess that leads to my second question. Does the reopening now, is that going to bring money back in somehow? Could it be recovered during the holidays?
We'll get a lot of it back. The shutdown was disruptive to lots of different parts of the economy, to trade, to mortgage lending, to small business lending, obviously to tourist destinations, but a lot of that will come back. But I think pervading the entire economy is this uncertainty, which I think is the effects of that are corrosive, have been accumulating over the last several years. And obviously, given the deal, the nature of the deal that we're going to take this into next year, it will continue.
And what about the just sort of how this is perceived in other countries around the world? Does that have an impact on the economy itself and our credibility?
Yeah, it does. I think global investors forgive us a lot because it's not clear to them where else they put their money. I mean, you look across the world, would you put your money in Europe, China? I mean, where would you go? So we're the beneficiary of that. But that only takes us so far. And I think global investors are starting to really doubt when senators and congressmen actually openly question whether it's okay to default on the debt or other obligations. I think that makes people not only nervous here, but across the globe, and ultimately that's going to cost us in the form of a higher interest rate.
Well, do you think, do you see anything changing since Standard & Poor's downgraded the nation's credit after the last one of these messes that we went through?
In terms of the political brinkmanship, no. I mean, this last round of brinkmanship, from my perspective, was particularly debilitating and disconcerting, particularly because we had people who are lawmakers actually openly debating whether we could, if not pay on the debt of our treasury, pay Social Security recipients. Was this an okay thing? I don't think that kind of conversation is particularly useful, and it makes me more nervous.
What is a useful conversation? Moderate Americans are not being represented. The hard left really feels like they aren't being represented. Hard right is being represented, and overly so. 888-302-3684. Here's Vicki McKenna on her program talking about what we all need to do to get over what's happened and focus on what goals ought to be instead of focusing on the anger.
Did anybody think this wasn't going to happen? It had to happen. This had to happen. That eventually the debt ceiling was going to be exceeded. And eventually, the budget impasse was going to end. It was all a matter of trying to figure out what to get out of the commitment to a painful political strategy of shutdown. But it was going to happen. A whole bunch of angry people screaming, I am never writing another check to the RNC. Okay, fine. Now what are we going to do? I don't care if you never write another check to the RNC. But now what are we going to do? I don't care if you never vote for another National Republican again. But now what are we going to do? Do you care? There are some things we can do. Because Obamacare didn't go away. Because the attention on Obamacare didn't go away. If you need a week to rage, take it. If that's what you need. If you need to scream about how everybody but you is the perfect conservative, do it. Then get over it and try to figure out a way to form a coalition that can push back against Obamacare. Because I'm going to tell you something. Calling people a-holes is not going to convince them to join you in your quest to fight Obamacare, if that is in fact your quest. And that's my question to the conservatives who are really angry. And I'm an angry conservative. But what's your goal? What's your goal here? Is your goal to purify the Republican Party? Count me out, because I don't care. But if your goal is to try, at least right now, to stop Obamacare, there are some things we can do. Assuming that at least a coalition for a short period of time can be formed to that end. But if you need a week to rage or a month to rage, or you're not, you are entirely incapable of not being able to confine your rage, okay. Everybody else has to figure out how to create coalitions that can stop this law.
All right. So we'll talk about the law a little bit before the hour is over. Let's take some calls as well. 888-302-3684 in just a moment after we listen to this final piece of sound from a program hosted by Daryl Parks. Here he talks about the pork that Senator McConnell got. This is the deal that I talked about on Friday that so disgusted me, and so is the focus. The irony here is that he and Harry Reid made a deal to benefit McConnell.
Before the House voted on that this week, you know, almost in the dead of the night, I read it. It takes a little research, but we all have access to Google, right? I'm reading the 35-page bill. I was like, all right, what is this section here? And on my computer, and boom, there it comes up. Oh, $3 billion for a dam. A dam on the Ohio River. Who knew we needed a dam? Now, the dam is the Olmsted Locks and Dams Project, which is 17 miles upstream from where the Ohio River hits the Mississippi River. The bill that was passed originated in the Senate, and it was negotiated by Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, and it was negotiated by Mitch McConnell, the Senate Minority Leader, right? So these two guys and their staff are negotiating this bill. So now Mitch McConnell is claiming he didn't know it was in there, and then his staffers are saying it's Dianne Feinstein's fault, and it's the senator from Tennessee's fault, and it's Obama's fault. And then they said it's like this group of other senators knew it was in there, so it's their fault. It's not my fault. So if you're negotiating a bill, 35 pages long, I mean, we're not talking about a bill that's, you know, thousands and thousands of pages long. You know, and dumb talk show host Daryl Parks, he read it in 30 minutes. Doing Google research the other night, before the House voted on it. You mean to tell me Mitch McConnell didn't read that bill? He just voted on it and it was a big surprise? How could that be? For instance, if I'm negotiating something, if I'm negotiating a contract, which I've done many times, I know down to the comma what's in it. 35 pages long, you can't claim ignorance, especially when you're negotiating it.
Bingo! 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 Mitch McConnell is a louse. He's just one of many that I refer back to when looking at the problems. Those of you in Kentucky listening to this program, if you vote for Mitch McConnell, you're not exercising your right to use your brain. 888-302-3684. All right, some callers on the finality of the shutdown. It's 16 before the hour. This is Monday. Good day.
In the fall, mills close out their excess inventory, and now we've got the deals at Lumber Liquidators' second annual fall flooring yard sale. All floors are on sale, like clearance flooring from 19 cents a square foot, and laminate from 39 cents. Beautiful bamboo from 139. Pre-finished hardwood from just 159. Plus, get special extended financing. If you liked our famous April sale, you'll love our fall flooring yard sale. Hurry, sale ends Monday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before these deals are gone.
Hey, new kid, ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's autumn, and the weather is cool and crisp. Whether you're enjoying the brilliant colors of fall or watching football at home with your family, you'll want Citrus Magic, the perfect fresh air solution. Made in the USA, Citrus Magic Air Freshener is considered the most effective odor eliminator, naturally absorbing bad odors and replacing them with fresh scents. Available as a long-lasting solid air freshener or non-aerosol spray at Walmart, Target, Walgreens, Kroger, your local hardware store, or online. There's magic in the air. Citrus Magic.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often, or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-922-4073. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles. But there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-922-4073. That's 800-922-4073. Call 800-922-4073.
Let's get it started.
I own a pop stand. Actually, two. Sure, there are days I say, let's blow this pop stand. Not today. I just discovered the new services center at Office Max. Their team is printing our new signs and banners at half off. Our stores look amazing, and business is popping. Let's get it started.
This week, get 50% off on select signs, banners, and posters at the new Office Max Services Center. Valid in-store only. See store for details.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free Doolittle Raiders hat. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
888-302-3684. Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, Good Day, focusing on the political mess. Richard's in Jackson, Tennessee. You're on. Richard, hi. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning, gentlemen. I just want to say with George Bush, with the wars and everything, we all look back. We know that was a disaster. And then you got President Obama with the incompetence of Obamacare. And I want to make a quick prediction that Kathleen Sebelius will resign for the week is over. She needs to. So I want to go ahead and make a quick prediction for
Kathleen Sebelius is the new director of the California college system, university system.
Wow. Well, Obama's supposed to speak on this subject.
So you're telling us she should resign because she's the Secretary of Health and Human Services? So you don't
absolutely
know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay, so you don't know what you're talking about. 888-302-3684. Let's see if we can find somebody who does know what they're talking about. Here's James in Indiana on President Obama and the shutdown.
Barack Obama, if he acted like a president, like he should have, he would not have had trouble with the Republican Party. You got to act like a leader to be a leader. And in his case, he did not do it. He could have reached out like a president should.
Can we come up with some new stuff here? 888-302-3684. Julia in Maryland on the House.
As an independent, and looking at both sides, I understand that the select Republicans who were very adamant on making sure that Obamacare wasn't going to continue. It's just Obama was negotiating because it wasn't the avenue. They were holding a budget hostage. People, the 800,000 citizens and everybody else who is affected. Working for the NIH, we're really going to see the heat of it. I'm driving into work right now. God knows what's going to be happening. But I just don't think that this was the avenue or the right way. But at the end of the day, we are all just federal employees. We're all just citizens. Party affiliations doesn't matter. And I think that we look at it as, you know what? You have egg all over your face. We got a two. You're going to be paying us. Could have gotten a lot out of this. Again, this just wasn't the place to do that.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you.
Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Are you prepared for disasters, job loss, and uncertain times? Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Now 53 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Kenny and I working through, sifting through lots of information, including the audio information where you actually are required to listen and use your imagination and or your brain. Remember that study that was released last week that suggests that more people learn better by listening to things than watching it or even reading it. It stays with you longer and your brain fares better because it has to work more to actually figure it out. All right, let's move away from the shutdown into continuing discussions of the Affordable Health Care Act. The number, by the way, earlier on, if you were listening to me, I was trying to figure out the math. 476,000 health insurance applications have been filed. The cost of the web work so far, $673 million. That's $14,000 an application. How do you like that? That's pretty good math, huh? Or it's pretty, under the circumstances, what a great deal. They're talking about how successful, but oh, wait a minute, there are glitches. Here from NBC's Meet the Press, David Gregory talks to Senator Tom Coburn, who's a Republican, and Senator Chuck, I've never seen a mic I didn't like, Schumer, who's a Democrat, about whether the fight in Congress over Obamacare and citing things like the numbers makes any difference.
Let me ask you about Obamacare, because that fight does not appear to be going away. Your colleague, Senator Ted Cruz, has said that he would do anything in the future to stop the train wreck that is Obamacare. Do you believe the fight against Obamacare is over?
Well, I think focusing on Obamacare takes you away from the larger picture, David. We have $128 trillion worth of unfunded liabilities, and the total net worth of our country is $94 trillion, and we have another $17 trillion worth of debt. What we ought to be doing is, how do we secure the future? Our problem with growth, in spite of what Jack Lew's going to tell you, is there's no confidence in the country about the future. And until you have leadership that brings our nation together, rather than advantages themselves by dividing us, we're not going to solve these problems. And we have to be truthful about what the real problem is.
All right, let me stick to Obamacare. Senator Schumer, I just want to continue on this point. Senator Schumer, how disappointed are you with the rollout of Obamacare? You have heard fellow Democrats, Robert Gibbs, who was the press secretary for President Obama, saying that people should be fired because of the rollout and the problems that have gone with it. How disappointed are you, and who should be accountable for it?
Okay, well, first, I think the number one point about the rollout is that there's huge interest. 19 million individual visits to the website, that's huge. 500,000 people, close to 500,000 people already filing applications, even with the computer glitches. The number one worry before we started was, are people going to be interested? Will people sign up? And the answer to that is overwhelmingly yes. And as more people learn about it, more people are going to do that. I was at a wedding last night and I saw my cousin who has a small plumbing business. He was all worried about Obamacare. What am I going to do? I have a small number of employees on health care. I said, you'll be able to go to the exchange and in New York your costs will be cut in half. He was happy. That's going to be repeated, that story, over and over again. So are there computer glitches?
That's not the reality today, Senator.
Pardon?
That's not the reality today. You can talk about what will happen. The reality has been very difficult for people.
Well, because there are computer glitches. Look, every major tech company has computer glitches. You read about them about Apple. You read about them about all our major tech companies. Those will be solved. The administration's working to do it. They're putting in a tech surge. They're putting more people in the call centers. And if you need health care, the fact that you couldn't get on the computer right away isn't going to stop you 2-3 weeks from now when they're fixed from going on. I think the computer glitches are being used by a good number of people who never wanted Obamacare in the first place as an excuse to just sort of bash it.
888-302-3684. Let's wrap up this hour's discussion. Focus on the new health care bill from CNN State of the Union. Gloria Borger talks to Senator McCain about the problems.
Let me switch for a moment to Obamacare, which you mentioned before was obscured by this entire fight. 3 weeks in, we know there have been huge problems with enrollment, rollout, et cetera. And I know you have fought the program, as you were saying earlier, but is the administration being direct enough with the American people about the extent of the problems here?
Of course not. They won't even tell us how many people have signed up. They
well, this morning they said about 475,000 have enrolled, but go ahead.
Well, good. I'm glad they finally came through with some information. Look, it's been a fiasco. Send Air Force One out to Silicon Valley, load it up with some smart people, bring them back to Washington and fix this problem. It's ridiculous, and everybody knows that.
Well, so do you think that somebody here needs to take the fall, that Kathleen Sebelius, as some have suggested, ought to resign?
Well, let's have congressional hearings. Let's find out who's responsible for this fiasco and then...
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.